Test 71, Section 2, Question 14. So here we have a parallel reasoning question, and it is gigantic. This is just an enormous question. So definitely one you'd want to skip. But the passage says, some philosophers explain visual perception by suggesting that when we visually see and perceive an object, a mental image of that object forms in our mind. So when we visually perceive it, mental image forms. However, this hypothesis cannot be correct, so the hypothesis can't be right, since it would require an inner self visually perceiving a newly formed mental image. So an inner self has to perceive this newly formed image. This would in turn require that the inner self have a mental image of that mental image, and so on. So basically, then there would have to be a mental image of self inside of that, and such an inference regress is absurd. So it's basically saying it essentially becomes a never-ending cycle. And so it can't be right because it creates a never-ending cycle. So that's what we're going to look for, is an answer that does that. According to some linguists, many of the world's languages can be traced back to a common source known as Indo-European. Okay, so a lot can be traced back. However, Indo-European cannot be the earliest language, for if it were, then there would be no language from which it was derived. So there wouldn't be, it can't be true, because then there wouldn't be a language from which it was derived. But this is highly unlikely, given the overwhelming evidence that humans spoke long before. Well, it's not talking about infinite regression. So the claim that any scientific theory is adequate as long as it agrees with all the empirical data cannot be correct. So that can't be correct. 4, there are an infinite number of theories, all of which account equally well, and they cannot all be true at the same time. It's not really kind of an A leads to B, which leads back to B, which leads back to B over and over. That's saying there's lots of different things. Some historians claim that no theory is ever genuinely new. No matter how clever a theory is, there's always a precedent theory that contains its gist. So they claim that there's nothing new. But if this were true, then every theory would have a precedent theory containing its gist. And this precedent theory would also have a precedent theory, and so on. Since this is without end, since this is impossible, it must be false. That's kind of what we're looking for. That's saying that there can't be this continuation forever. So I like C. Some engineers define a structure's foundation as part of that supports the rest. This is unfortunate because it evokes a suggestion that foundation does not have any support, which of course is absurd. There's still not the infinite regression thing. Some people claim that the first library was the Library of Alexandria, which for many centuries contained the largest collection of books in the world. Okay, they say that it was the big one. However, Alexandria's was itself put together from smaller collections, small libraries in themselves. It follows that it wasn't the first. There's still no infinite regress, and so C would be our correct answer.